Last night, I visited Italy. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Last night, I visited Italy. It was kind of an interesting visit, because while I was visiting there, I had a most wonderful experience. I traveled all over the country. I met many wonderful people. I met many wonderful dignitaries and many wonderful children and adults. It was just a very special time. And as I traveled all over Italy, I met one particular young man. And this young man was maybe about 12, 13 years old, and he was standing outside of a building, and in the building they were holding a tremendous protest against the utilization of labor and the utilization of child labor. And he was very much opposed to having child labor be misused. And so he stood outside of this building. There was nobody else around, just him. And as he stood there, I watched. He had on a bright, beautiful, emerald green outfit. It was a silken cloak, silken robe, and he looked just gorgeous. And inside, when the robe came open a little bit, you could see that it was gold. And he had on a pair of beautiful green trousers, just like his shirt. And as he stood there, he said, "I see everything here done beautiful and in right order." Now here he was, outside of a building. You could hear the noises of the people discussing, and he was not too terribly concerned because he did not have to work, but he had many friends who did have to work, and he talked with them, and he heard about their experiences when they were at work as he was going to school with them. And they were telling him how they had to do things that were not very pleasant. They had to work long hours, and they had to do things that just disturbed them very much. And so he thought, well, I cannot go in and tell the adults what they should do. I cannot try to do this any other way. I can only use my own mind and my own body and my own experience as an example. So he stood outside this building. Nobody was around. The sun was shining brightly. His clothing was very radiant. And as he stood there, he said, "All is in divine order. All is in divine order." Now, he said these words quietly and peacefully. He had heard his parents saying it over many different things at home. And so he thought, "I will do my very best for my friends. And I will speak my word that all is in divine order." Now, he had nothing to gain or lose from it, except that his friends would be happier if they had better conditions. And he really could have had other friends. He could have gone anywhere and had friends from anywhere and done anything he wanted to. But no, he enjoyed the friends he had in his school. And so he spoke again and again and again. And then he stood there. There was no one around. Absolutely void. And as he stood there, he didn't shout. He just sang lovingly in his heart. "All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order." Now, he didn't know what divine order meant. He didn't know whether it meant having them continue with conditions the way they were or having new conditions put in. He didn't know that. But he just spoke his word. "All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in divine order." And he closed his eyes, and he sang. And he sang with a beautiful, wonderful voice. And his words were clear and sharp. And as he sang, "All is in divine order," just gently, not trying to impress anyone, because there was nobody out there to impress. But he sang. And then, as he was singing, someone inside the building looked outside and saw this young man standing there. And he told the group inside, shh, and he opened the window to hear what the boy was saying. And he heard the boy singing, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order. And the person who looked out the window was the chairman of the program there, and he turned to his compatriots and he said, my friends, let's become still for a moment, and let's join this young man outside our window who is doing everything in the most beautiful, wonderful, perfect way, and saying, all is in divine order. So let's say that with him, that all is in divine order. Well, little by little, they did that. Little by little, they recognized that all was in divine order. And as they spoke these words and thought these thoughts, their hearts softened. And they realized that perhaps what they were doing was to argue for what was really not to the highest and best of everyone involved. The young man outside didn't know all this was happening inside. All he did was just speak his word and say, all is in divine order. And the people inside, they became very quiet and very thoughtful. And as they became quiet and thoughtful, they said to one another, surely there is a way that we can do this that is harmonious with everyone. Surely there's a way that we can use our labor of these young people, which is very necessary to have, to carry out our industry. And then one of the people said, well, why don't we ask that young man to come in and talk to us and tell us what his thoughts are? And so they went outside and they said to the green boy, would you please come in and tell us what your thoughts are about child labor? And the young man said, I have no thoughts on child labor. All I know is that all is in divine order. Well, you can come in and speak on behalf of your thought. Well, I do not think it's wrong and I don't think it's right. I just think all is in divine order. And the emissary went back into the rest of the group and said, this is what he said. And the group said, what a remarkable thing to say. What a remarkable thing to say. And they looked at each other and they said, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And for a few moments, they all spoke the words together. And after a while, they became quiet. The little boy had since gone home because it was his supper time, and he recognized all was in divine order, and there's nothing more that he had to do. But the people inside the building could not leave until they came to a decision. And the decision came to their minds with such magnificence of thought, of saying all is in divine order, what can we do? And each one said, well, if all is in divine order, then let's let it go and let it happen and be in divine order. And so they turned to each other and they said, all right, let's have a cup of coffee. And so they had a cup of coffee and they sat down and they relaxed for a moment. And then one of them said, I'm rather in favor of abolishing child labor. And the others in the group said, well, what will we do for employees? What will we do to get the work done? And another one said, well, if all is in divine order, that too will take care of itself. But if we let it go now, the federal government will say, well, you know, they have to make some changes too, and this will happen throughout all of Italy. And each of them spoke, oh, if all is in divine order with us and our group, then all is in divine order with the federal group, all is in divine order with the nation of Italy, All is in divine order with children everywhere. And so, in one accord, they all spoke up and said, let's abolish child labor. Absolutely. Let's let children go to work after the age of 16 or after the age of 15 or whatever they choose, and let's go on from there. And they said, well, now, let's not make hasty decisions on what they can do and what they shouldn't do. If we're going to abolish child labor, then that's what we're going to abolish. And then from there on, it'll be a matter of letting children have a job or work wherever they want to work when it's pleasing to them to work and harmonious for them to work. And everyone in the group said, how wonderful that is. Hey, that's a great idea. And in that moment, the group who had been torn to part, trying to decide what to do, spoke their word that all is in divine order and allowed it to be. And the little boy, who really had nothing to gain or lose by it, except that he knew his friends were concerned, spoke his word with all is in divine order without any malice or ruckus in his heart, only with a feeling of unconditional love. And the feeling of unconditional love permeated everyone in that building, everyone in that meeting. And they all decided that they would abolish child labor. Now, when did this happen? Well, I was there last night. I was there at the meeting last night. I was talking to them last night. And last night is now. And this is the time that all things happen for us, right now. When we say all is in divine order, we put into motion a power that is beyond our imagination. We put into motion a power that brings to us experiences that we could never dream possible. When we let go and let the divine in us show us the way, show us the pattern, show us the life everlasting that is so exciting, then everything we do turns out to be a most wonderful, glorious experience. This is what I love to do. How about you? It is kind of fun, isn't it? When you have a happy day and know that all is in divine order, and when you do that, everything that needs a solution has one. And every solution that needs to be done in its most magnificent way is done. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.